Penguin Random House Audio presents The Inner Level, How More Equal Societies Reduce Stress, Restore Sanity, and Improve Everyone's Well-Being, by Richard Wilkinson and Kate Pickett. Read for you by Sridhar Solanki. For George and Annie Wilkinson, Sarah Colborne and Helen Holman, and for the staff of the Retreat York, at the forefront of treating the mentally distressed with respect since 1796. Preface: Inequality in the Land of Opportunity. Societies have deep-rooted ideas about what they stand for. They may believe they are the land of opportunity, where all men are equal and all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Other countries have different variants: a republic founded on liberty, equality, and fraternity, the mother of parliaments, the land of the free, a fair-go society, the people's home, a classless society. But the gap between self-image and reality is often large and far from new. An ironic 18th century cartoon purports to show a free-born Englishman, but he is dressed in rags, his mouth is padlocked shut, his hands are tied behind his back, and his legs in irons stand on the Magna Carta and the Bill of Rights. The truth is often the opposite of the myth. For example, the USA, which envisions itself as the land of opportunity, actually has less social mobility than any other rich democracy. Only Britain comes close to doing as badly. The data show that the reality is that opportunities for American children are closely related to differences in parental income. Young people have a far better chance of achieving the American dream in most Western European countries, particularly in Denmark, than they do in the USA. Breaking myths can be hard. A few people walked out of a lecture that one of us gave a few years ago in San Diego. The audience saw graphs that showed that the USA performs consistently worse on social outcomes than most other rich countries. It has more people in prison, higher homicide rates, more obesity, lower life expectancy, and so on. We showed these data with no pride, because as Britain's income differences increase, its poor performance often rivals America's. But the desire to put right what is wrong with one's country is, of course, the best form of patriotism. So we make common cause with our American readers because our countries share so many of the same problems. This book is about the ways in which inequality, the large income gaps between rich and poor, damage us all. Almost daily, we see new reports of rising levels of mental illness, school shootings, depression, and self-harm. Economic growth fails to protect people from the mounting burdens of stress, anxiety, and mental illness in our societies. We show that the increasing contrast between the material success of developed societies and their social failings is substantially explained by large inequalities. This is a time of questioning and uncertainty about the direction in which our societies are developing. Surveys suggest that a large and increasing majority of Americans are dissatisfied with how things are going. But although there is a feeling that society is moving in the wrong direction, there is little agreement on specifics and still less on what should be done. Although the sense of social malaise is widespread, people put it down to quite different things, everything from immigration, racism, consumerism, stress, drugs, distrust, changes in family life, and more. We show how much of the picture falls into place when we have a proper understanding of what very large income gaps do to human relationships and the social fabric. From this vantage point, solutions to the malaise that so depresses the quality of life for all of us become clear. Inequality is often seen as a relatively trivial issue, dismissed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?